Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hi friends, it's me, Jen. Got another throwback episode for you. Welcome to Fat Mascara. Listen, by the time that you are listening to this, I think I will be back from a little vacation in Honduras where I went to celebrate my anniversary and get Eric scuba certified so we could go diving together. Beauty editors that dive. Yes, that's me. Anyway, I was thinking about you guys and I'm hoping all of you have some time off this summer, whether it's to travel or just to like sit in a lawn chair in your backyard with some headphones on. Like that's what we need. Also, if you're free this weekend, like tomorrow, Saturday, June 11th, and you're in New York City, please come hang out with Jess and I at the Dermalogica event we're doing. I'll put all the details in the show notes, but it's 1 to 2 on Saturday, June 11th at 182 Lafayette Street in New York City. We're going to be doing a fun live version of the podcast, and we would love for you to be there. It's free. It's fun. We'll hang. Now, if you're listening to this and June 11th has already passed, I know not everybody listens the day the episode drops. We are so sorry we missed you, but you get to hang with us now virtually and be glad you do because this is one of my all-time favorite interviews. This was from the summer of 2020, and we had on actress Tracee Ellis Ross. Tracee is an award-winning actor and the founder of the hair care line Pattern. You may know her from her breakout role on Girlfriends, or perhaps you think of her as Dr. Bo Johnson from the show Blackish. That role actually won her 3 NAACP Image Awards and a Golden Globe. She's also a beauty entrepreneur, and her hairline Pattern, which you've heard us talk about on the show many times, launched at Ulta in 2019. So she was doing the celebrity beauty line thing before it was even a thing. Well, I guess in 2019, it was also a thing, but you know what I mean. She's a trendsetter, not a trend follower. And Jess and I caught up with her virtually from her home in LA. We had such a blast talking to her. I hope you enjoy this throwback interview. Stacy, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you.
We know you're a busy woman. We'll jump right into it. Okay, think back to the first time you experienced the trappings of the beauty industry, whatever it was, when you realized, oh, there's this whole thing I'm going to be privy to someday. What was that first experience with beauty for you?
Well, I would have to say it was with my mom. I would hide in her dressing room or in the quick change booth. And from a young age, I was allowed to use only two things in her dressing room and on the dressing room makeup table. My mom always did her own makeup, own hair, full career. There was an Il Makiage Pink Joy blush. And one Il Makiage red blush brush. Those were the only two things I was allowed to touch. I was also allowed every once in a while after a show, she would take off her eyelashes and they still would have the glue and sticky. And I would like stick them on my eyes and like, you know, blink around with my fake eyelashes.
How'd you feel?
I loved it. You know, part of what I saw at a really young age that I'm able to articulate now is I got to witness my mother using beauty and as a way to employ her agency, to sort of take charge of her own identity. And I found it really empowering. And I still feel that beauty, whether it's hair products, hair color, lipstick, mascara, whatever it is one of the ways for me that I sort of empower my own vision of myself.
Mm-hmm. Has that changed throughout your life? Like when you were little Tracy putting on the false eyelashes and looked in the mirror.
I can't stand false eyelashes now, by the way. Hate them. On me, not on other people, on me.
Of course. So you would look in the mirror and think one thing. When you look in the mirror today at 47, I think you are, Do you get the same inner response to your reflection that you did then? Or how have things changed?
I actually do. I really like my face. And I actually use, there's things I don't like about it, but I actually like what I look like. And so I'm very conscious both with makeup, with hair, with Instagram, with photographs, that I'm not creating an image of myself that doesn't match who I am, so that I'm not constantly in opposition as if who I am is not enough. So I use it as a tool for joy, a tool to enhance my own authentic beauty, a tool for creative self-expression. And when I look in the mirror, I love, as people know, like I love a pop of lip. I love sort of a clean skin, clean face. One of the things I've discovered through this lovely pandemic is that for Zoom, it's always natural light for me. So no foundation. I mean, I never like foundation, but no foundation, no concealer, nothing. It's way better my natural skin.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can't see her. She has a nice, like a hot pink, like a soft fuchsia kind of thing going on.
It's gorgeous. A little brighter in person through the camera. It's looking a little lighter. It is Embrace Me, a MAC lip pencil.
It's beautiful.
Did you always feel that way? Or did it take you time to get to that spot?
I think it's been a journey, and I think obviously, you know, I'm speaking to you from the highest part of myself, the best part of me. So, you know, there's days when I don't feel that way. I feel like I can always pull that part of me forward. But no, I think it's been a journey. I mean, I tell stories when I was in high school, you know, the standard of beauty didn't really make space for me. It didn't match who I was. There were very few people that had my body type, that had my hair texture, that had my lips and eyes and all of those kinds of things. And so I was conscious about, because I wanted to be a model when I was young. That's where it first started. And I was really conscious about like which of the models. I remember there was Yvette Bowser was a Swedish mixed girl that looked similar to me. There were Gail O'Neill. There were like some beautiful black models that, and then Stephanie Seymour, her body was more similar to mine.
Right.
So it's been a journey for me to embrace my authentic beauty, my authentic self. And that in and of itself is a process that requires, I think, cultivation of a community around you and images that match who you are. A lot of self-discovery and a journey of self-acceptance and self-love that allows me to embrace who I actually am, whether I'm seeing it out there or not.
But it's hard won. It's something that took you some time. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're gonna get to that. I wanted to talk to you just about hair and makeup and character. I mentioned I'm a very big fan of Black-ish, but can you talk to us about how beauty helps you get into character? And I know you have a new movie out right now. It's on my summer hot list. It gets straight to our DVRs. God, this pandemic has really changed everything, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. We are in a very different experience. It's interesting. When I'm developing a character, there is always a way in. For me, it's through clothes, hair, and makeup, you know? It starts from the inside, and then there's sort of the external costume you don. Bo Johnson, it was very important to me that as a woman who was a mother of multiple children, an anesthesiologist and doctor, I mean, she has like 700 children. Yeah. to be authentic with a woman who had all of these kids, a big career and a big life, and was clearly a person who was invested in all of these aspects of who she was, that her hair and makeup looked like it was real, you know?
Like she was never falling apart. She was not like the crazy mom was like, oh, I don't have time for me. Like she like pulled together, but she also like looked real, you know?
But like, let's think about all the mothers we know. I don't know if you ladies are mothers, but like Samira, she's a single mom. Yeah. I've got friends who have multiple kids. I don't see them looking all disheveled and crazy.
No, I have a 5-month-old and I tried to throw it together for you. I tried to throw it together. I have like 5 lipsticks that are rolling around here. I was like, which one should I put on for her?
She even has earrings on.
Oh, I jammed them in like 10 minutes ago.
Listen, it's all about, I love an earring, but these AirPods mess with the whole thing.
Oh, those are good.
I think we all do. You know, for me, it's one of the aspects. I feel like Bo Johnson is one of the ways that she holds herself, you know? And I think so many, it's not just women. I think all people, we have, and by the way, the pandemic really revealed that. We revealed how much guys, they say it's just us. Nuh-uh. Nah. They get their hair colored. They get their hair lined up, trimmed, cut. They do all their things. Like, they have just as many beauty regime situations as we do. And I think that the pandemic really revealed that. But I think all of us, it's one of the ways we honor ourselves. It's one of the ways that we get to hold space for our own identity and have, like, equity in who we are, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, okay, let's talk about pattern. You're talking about how when you were younger, you know, you didn't have a lot of the role models and the, you know, options that really should have been there. And I love you came out with pattern. It celebrates curls. It celebrates coils, tight textures. It's brought a lot of that joy to the beauty world that really was not there. A lot of the cosmetics and hair products that have been out there for many years have really been, I even think about just some of the products that I've written about like 5 years ago. They were about fixing and taming, smoothing, fading. The beauty industry has really had this kind of problem solution mindset that is really just starting to change now. Like really, and I say now, I mean like really only in the past year or so. Why do you think that's changing?
Well, I think we're poking holes in the status quo, poking holes in this male gaze, white male gaze standard of beauty that is about concealing who we are and becoming someone else's fantasy. And instead about celebrating who we are authentically and not only who we are, who we want to be. You know, I think the beauty industry was so much of a concealer industry. It was about like hiding who we were. And now it's more about celebrating who we are. And pattern, really my vision and intention for it from the beginning was about a celebration of authentic beauty that was based in and centered around the celebration of Black beauty, which is not a part of the wallpapers of our lives in terms of sort of understanding our beauty, our importance, our power, all of that stuff. And although pattern, you know, people buy pattern and the products work for people that are not Black. And that's why we say it's for curly, coily, and tight textured hair. Mm-hmm. But I am very, and by the way, I don't think it has a gender. I don't think hair has a gender.
I have to tell you, I don't know if he wants me talking about him on the podcast, but our art director at Harper's Bazaar is obsessed with pattern and he is a white male.
Yeah. Loves. Does he have curly hair? Does he have thick hair?
He has. It's a very close cropped. Love you, Gary. it's a close cropped hair type. And I think it is wavy in texture, but it's very close cropped. So you can't really see the texture too much, but it is. I think it's got a wavy bend to it.
But, you know, when I was growing up, I discovered that so many of the products that were apparently for curly hair did nothing for me, like nothing. Mm-hmm. The products that were designated for black hair were off in the back in some corner, and the products were the same for like 40 years. Like my whole life, I was like, my God, this is the same product, same packaging, unbelievable. And I kept looking and thinking, where are the products that are actually for me? I discovered that products that were the apparent like hair mask, deep conditioning, like this is for once a month, use a dime size and keep it on your hair. I was like, first of all, I need half the bottle, number one. Number two, it's like not, it's my daily use. Like they say it's for like the once a month. I was like, that was my daily use. So that's what started to educate me on what it is that my hair actually needed as I got to know my hair, love my hair, accept my hair first, then love my hair. And then I realized it wasn't just me. There were so many other people that were not being served in the community. And I started, it took 10 years to make Pattern. I know, I'm sure you've heard that, but like yes. It was a 10-year journey. It was so interesting. I did an interview with Forbes and the woman said, I heard that you were in a 10-year incubation period. And I was like, aha, that's what we're going to call it now. I'm like,
incubation.
Way to use entrepreneurial terms. I was like, I was in a 10-year incubation period. And by the time
very
I came
Forbes-y.
Out, yeah, I was like, by the time I came out, I had a very clear vision and brand message and a narrative for who we were. I mean, yeah, it's been a real journey, but a genuinely really fulfilling journey.
Well, the name Pattern clearly talks about the pattern of your hair and its texture. And there's so much that goes into hair. I'm curious. Okay, we've got like the Andre Walker system, the LOIS system, you know, all these different ways of typing curls, pattern, texture, porosity, density. Do you think it's still important to sort of find your number or find your pattern and then look for products in your line? Or how do you do it? Trial and error?
I think it's really personal. I think everybody has a different relationship to that. Some people don't have any interest in defining or putting a box around what kind of hair they have. And I also think everybody wants something different from their product. So some people like their hair when it's a little more weighed down. Some people like their curl pattern when it has a less product on it. So and it depends on what style you're doing. So I do think it's, and that's part of the reason I designed it the way I did. There were a couple of things that were really key. I wanted the products to be effective. And some of the things that are important when you have curly, coily, and tight textured hair are obviously hydration and moisture and locking that moisture into the hair. Slippage so that you can actually get through your hair and detangle. Clumping so that the hair can kind of clump together to create the curl, to activate the curl. Then curl activation so that you're not sort of weighing the hair down to the point that it doesn't bounce back up into a curl. And also not toxic. I also really wanted size value so that you weren't being told to use a dime size, that you could actually have a bigger conditioner and a smaller shampoo, because for most people, we buy shampoo once a year and we buy conditioner once a month. The bottles are so small. But so I think the hair type, if it's helpful to you, use it. If it's not helpful to you, don't. Some people
are... So it's like, I could be a 3C, a 4A, but I might still use the same product or not, depending on the day.
Yes. Like, for example, I have like 5 different curl patterns in my hair. So
that's the other thing. One head could have 20 of those. So.
Exactly. So I really feel like it just depends who you are. Do you have stripes of gray in your hair?
I do.
It looks
I wanted to
so
ask
beautiful.
You about that.
It looks so beautiful. I am growing back. You can see my gray. It's in here, but it's hard to see on the Zoom, but I'm going to try and do it myself again next week.
Okay, so you've been dying. Actually, that brings up a question I had, which is like, I feel a lot of women are feeling more empowered to embrace their natural texture in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But it still feels like with color, there's a little bit of a lag. Like letting your hair go gray, for example, like we're not yet ready for that. What are your thoughts on that? You look at her. No, we're not.
No, I mean, I have a lot of thoughts on it. I mean, I think we are still, like, you guys, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but we talk a little bit about the ageism that exists.
Yeah.
As if, you know, you get to a certain age as a woman and you're no longer valid, you're no longer sexy, you should no longer dream, you should no longer, like, I don't know what you should be doing, sitting in a corner, like, knitting or something. I guess you should just, like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, maybe it's the final frontier. And I also think, again, it's personal. You know, like, it's the same thing. Like, if you're somebody who it's easier for you to wear wigs or to put weaves in your hair, do it. If it's a choice, as long as it's not that you feel shamed into any of your choices. And that's what I feel like I keep trying to break open, is those messages that tell us you are not enough, you are not beautiful, you are not worthy. Mm-hmm. If you have gray hair, if you have tight texture, if you have whatever it may be. So I personally, I've been enjoying the gray at times, and then I'm like, enough. I just want to, you know. But I feel like also during this pandemic, there's so few places to find spontaneity, joy, and like a little bit of happiness. So whatever works, you know what I mean? Like, if it's a bag of Funyuns, it's a bag of Funyuns. If it's dyeing your grays, it's dyeing your grays. You know, if it's a glass of wine, if that's something that you can do, you know what I mean? Like, whatever that is. And I don't know, I think gray is pretty beautiful. It's changed my texture.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone,
I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. I love that you're talking about the ageism that we're, like you said, the final frontier. Do you think the beauty industry is going to be confronting that more in the next couple of years? I feel like we keep on flirting with it, the beauty industry. You know, was it like a Helen Mirren? You know, she came out a few years ago, like on the cover of Allure, and it was like, oh, like that was so exciting. And then we have those couple, every so often they'll like throw out some kind of imagery that people will say like groundbreaking.
Oh, like, do you remember when Keanu came out with his girlfriend and everyone was like, my God, what a hero. I was like, what is going on right now? What is happening?
Look, he's such a good guy. He's such a good guy.
I was like, why are we even applauding this? This is so weird. He's like in love with a beautiful woman. What are we talking about?
Like an age-appropriate woman. Yeah, I know. He's not going out with like, you know, he's not doing the Leonardo DiCaprio thing. So like we should give him a medal.
I thought that was so funny. I was like, what is happening right now? And it's the same thing. Like, I don't know if you, I noticed like almost all the articles that were written about me from the movie, they all started with like at this age. And I was like, my goodness. I was like, my God, you're like at this point in your career that you would try something new. I was like, guys, I am the hottest, the most wise, the most compassionate, and the best I've ever been. I'm not sure what you guys are talking about, but I wouldn't go back to 20 if you paid me. I wouldn't go back.
I love you. Oh my God.
Would you go back?
Never. I actually, when I think about it, I get sick. I cringe. Ugh. I,
the most unhappy I ever was like ages 20 through like 31. No. Yeah. Never.
My 30s were fun.
I would never sing on camera, but if I was going to do it, maybe when I was 47, I would do it. I don't know. Yeah. So no. I'm impressed with that part of the character.
I think part of what was really interesting to me about singing was what I discovered, even though I was so afraid, that I discovered that my job with the singing was actually to let my voice out, to be myself and to get out of my way. And the beauty of it is that at 47, I actually know what my voice is. I don't know. I didn't know what my singing voice was, but I know what Tracy's voice is. I know what I stand for. I know who I am. I know what I believe. I know what I think is important. And so to allow that to come out was really what my job was. And it was interesting. It was exciting.
That's beautiful. Okay, I've got a question about pattern that I'm like, I just want to talk to you more about this kind of stuff. But I know that people are like, tell us about the line. Okay, so you just launched this.
I think it's all the same conversation, though,
yes,
isn't it?
I know. It is. I want to know, like, you know, the line just came out and there's, you know.
The new styling stuff.
The new styling line. Thank you, Jim. So there's a lot of, we live in a culture of, you know, people see something and then they want to speak their mind about it online. And we live very much in a culture of reviews and tweets and all of that. Do you
do you go online and do you see what the people are saying? Like, what's going on? How do you feel?
Yeah, I actually do. I think it's really important with a...
Do you write back?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. Honestly, sometimes people answer the questions for other people. But yes, I do. I write back. Less my page, I don't know. It's like both. It's both. But I absolutely read what people say. I absolutely watch the reviews. I think it's incredibly important. It's the same reason I watch myself in my work as an actor. I got to know what's working, what's translating, what isn't. You know, I obviously, the brand started for me, but I obviously have a panel of people that test that are all different hair types. I have a core group, our team that works on the products that are all different kinds of people. We all chime in, but you never know how it's going to land out in the world. And I want to hear that feedback. Some of the feedback is helpful. Some of the feedback isn't helpful.
People loving?
Well, right now, so a year ago, we launched the core phase one, which was about wash day. It was about the shower. It was a shampoo, conditioner, and the leave-in was the holy grail. The leave-in is the bridge into the styling product. So we started on wash day in the shower, and then we moved into the mirror, and now we're in the time to play. So the favorites, I would say, the leave-in conditioner is a holy grail, like for everybody. The curl gel that is sort of a stronger hold gel that is still incredibly hydrating, people are loving. I just posted a video, like, you know, during the pandemic, I've been doing all my own ads and stuff. I've been doing all my own promotion.
They've been great.
So right here in this blue room where you're talking to me, I'm making all my videos. I get myself dressed up, pull out the products and make some videos. So I posted yesterday about the style cream, and a couple of my friends, Kerry Washington, Matthew Cherry, like a couple of my friends chimed in and they were like, oh, this is one of my favorites. So the styling cream people are loving. My new holy grail is the Stronghold gel. I'm obsessed with it. I've had such issue with Stronghold gels because I love a slick back and I love the wet hair look, but they flake. And they're also not good for your hair. Your hair is so dry.
Lots of alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, and when you wash it out. So we worked so hard on this product, but it's filled with sea moss. And so it takes a little bit longer to dry, but your hair, you can literally, when you pull your hair out, like you can run your fingers back through it and your hair's great.
Oh, that's so nice.
It doesn't look like gray and dusty and whatever.
I can't stand the dusty hair. Nobody wants dusty hair, guys.
No.
Totally.
What products are you loving, like, during the whole quarantine? Like, what do you, I mean, you look, I have to say, this is quarantine. You look amazing. You've got these two buns. The skin's looking gorgeous.
So like, my tricks for the pandemic is I always love a moisture mask, but I'll do multiples.
What do you mean?
You know, I'll do one when it starts to dry. I'll add more on top. I'll take it off, put another one on. I have continued with my workouts. I'm really proud of myself. I have continued.
I feel like watching you, I've worked out. I'm like,
you have.
Well, Tracy's work. I'm not working out long.
Who are you working out with? Like, what kind of at-home workouts are you doing?
So I do Tracy Anderson. I do that twice, sometimes three times a week. I do one workout with weights with my little random makeshift gym that I made that is hilarious, first of all. And now I'm looking at these weights I bought, and a friend of mine has this little kit where, like, all the weights are in there and it's all organized. And I was like, why didn't you tell me about that before I bought all these stupid things? Like, where am I going to use this dumbbell again? Anyway, I tried to buy inexpensive ones that, like, because I didn't think we were going to be doing this for that long. I don't know.
Exactly.
So yeah, I do me neither. I do two Tracy Andersons, one weights workout, and then one gyrotonics breathing stretching. And then sometimes I alternate. Like this week, I'm doing two gyrotonics and three Tracy Andersons. I try and work out at least two, usually three to four times a week.
You're not playing around.
I'm not playing around. No.
No.
I do, let's see, I love a lip, no foundation, sometimes mascara if I really want a little pop for the day. I love to fill in my eyebrows, because let me tell you something, I don't know about you guys, my eyebrows have gone crazy without Damone. I have not seen Damone in 4 months, and I'm like, and then...
That's your person, okay.
And I like start, I won like a couple, like maybe last month I started to pluck, and I was like, ooh, we need to stop. I tried. I did my own waxing. Not going to do that again, guys. Not
gonna, of your brows?
No. Lip, of my face? Lip and my other areas. And I'm not going to do that again.
No. You learned once. Just one time is all it takes.
That's all you need. And let me tell you something that was not great. Okay. Was not a great situation, but I tried. I cut my nails off. Like, my nails are usually really long and they're my nails. And I cut them off at the beginning of the pandemic because the hand washing, I was like, you can't have one. It's ridiculous. But they've grown back and they're getting there and I'm so happy. Look at them.
Nice tip.
Yeah, hand model.
So I've been like filing my nails. I don't know. I mean, some of it's beauty stuff. One of the things I love, you know, I said this at the beginning, but I think that the beauty and the industry of beauty and products and all that for me are a way to express myself creatively, to own my own identity. But I don't spend a ton of time. If women are just looking at the scale, the world is just moving around us and there's a lot to do. So I work out because it makes me feel strong. It makes me feel good. It gives me energy. But I try really hard to make and allow a real balance in how focused I am on what I look like.
I love
Seems
that.
Like you're doing it. Okay, before we let you go, because it's all about balance, can't spend all the day on the phone with fat mascara. Jess is going to do a little speed round of questions with you, just like a fun,
just
quickie
like
answer.
Association, like quick association. Just get
I
to
love
know.
It. This is so exciting. By the way, this is the most fun conversation. You guys are fantastic.
I'm so glad. I'm telling you, we were so excited to have you here on FM. Okay.
Wait, first of all, hold on. Jessica.
Yes.
You keep moving the cameras so that we can see half of your dog and half of your face.
Oh, this isn't a dog. This is like my little like microphone.
It's the wind jammer on the microphone.
I don't have a fancy microphone like TER, okay?
First of all, I'm dying because I thought it was your dog.
Oh my God. No, I have a cat that's sleeping up on like a counter right now. But no, this is my wind jammer, girl. This is my like.
I think her screen shifted and at one point we only saw from like your nose
down. You thought it was a
Same
tail.
Thing.
I thought you were trying to show me your dog. Okay, I'm so sorry.
You're so funny. No, I'm like, I'm on my bed and I'm trying really hard to like hold my microphone in the same spot because our producer yelled at me the other day. He was
Hilarious.
Like, you're shifting too much.
And the only reason I have a fancy mic is because ABC sent it to me at the beginning. At the beginning of the pandemic because I had to do all my voiceover for MixDish from home.
No. Oh, that's right, because you do all the voiceovers.
Yeah, I had to do it all from home. It was so crazy. I created a little studio.
I love all this behind-the-scenes gossip we're getting into, like, the creation of all your shows.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
That's
anyway,
so
okay,
cool.
Lightning round.
Okay, sorry. Okay, lightning round. Right, okay. So, what is the first beauty product you ever fell in love with? You kind of told us already, but
I think it was Pink Joy, but I think the second one was MAC Ruby Woo. Been using it since I was a teenager, and when I was allowed to wear lipstick, that was the one I was allowed to wear, and I've been wearing it ever since.
I love that. Yes, this does look like a little dog tail. It looks like a little poodle. I see it now. I see it. Okay. So we usually have this question that's like, who's the celebrity you'd want to be best friends with? But like, that doesn't really feel appropriate for you. So I'm going to I'm going to twist this. Who's the celebrity you would love to have on Black-ish? Like a walk on.
Oh, Michelle Obama.
Good one. Love that.
And I would love to watch it.
Yes. What is your most favorite indulgent snack? Now, please be specific.
Oh, I'll be really specific. I'm going to give you two. Anything salty, but number one is Funyuns. I kid you not.
You mentioned them, and I was like,
it's like Funyuns or Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, what? Mm. And I do not buy them, but every once in a while, I'll go there.
That is really funny.
It's ridiculous is what it is. Like for a girl who like doesn't eat gluten, dairy, or like everything's organic, every once in a while I just like dive in so deep. I also love olives of any kind. Like they really are so incredibly not, you know, it's a lot of good fat, but it's a lot.
Okay. What is the song that pumps you up?
I'm going to say like specifically song, the Beyonce song. I can't look at my phone because we're recording. I don't know. I'll tell you right now. Well, right now, Beyonce's Parade, totally.
Okay.
And then there's also a Kesha song called Him. But I'm going to give you a third because why not? Tracee Ellis Ross, Love Myself.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I think we have our getting ready playlist. Okay. And then what do you want to raise a wand to? Now, for raise a wand, that is our fat mascara, like lingo for what are you obsessed with right now? It could be a product, a movie, a TV show, anything, a website, whatever.
I'm going to say Michaela Cole, HBO, I May Destroy You.
Okay.
Yes.
I think
everyone is obsessed.
Obsessed. And I will say this. If you are somebody who has experienced any sexual violence, it is triggering, and be forewarned because it's a lot. But it is an extraordinary show. She is extraordinary. She's changing how you can use television and the way you utilize storytelling. And she's just incredible. Incredible.
Excellent. All right.
Great. This is amazing. Answers.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.